C3 AI software enables organizations to use artificial intelligence at enterprise scale, solving previously unsolvable business problems. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, November 5th. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal. Have you heard of the Great Resignation? That's the name given to the record number of people who voluntarily left their jobs during the pandemic. Many have quit in search of better pay, but others, like older Americans with decades of experience, saw an opportunity to move up their retirement date. And that's thrown a wrench into the labor market.
In 2019, going into 2020, right before the pandemic, the economy had actually been doing quite well. And what we actually saw was some older Americans coming off the sidelines. They were kind of lured back into work. We weren't expecting to see sort of this pickup in retirements right as we headed into the pandemic.
Coming up, our economics reporter Amara Omokwe will join us to discuss how early retirement among older Americans is affecting the workforce. And we'll hear from one Minneapolis area resident on why he decided to retire early. That's after the break.
C3 AI software enables organizations to use artificial intelligence at enterprise scale, solving previously unsolvable business problems. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
We've seen the unemployment rate improve dramatically since the height of the pandemic. Many workers have either returned to their original jobs or found something new. But when it comes to older Americans, compared to their younger counterparts, far fewer of them have returned to the workforce. WSJ economics reporter Amara Omokwe wrote about how that's affecting the jobs market, and she's here to talk about it. Amara, thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So, Amara, data from the Federal Reserve shows that an additional 1.5 million people retired from February 2020 to April of this year than would have if the retirement trend we saw in 2019 had continued. I want to first talk about what's driving that ramp up in retirement. What is it about returning to work that's unappealing to so many older workers?
Well, the workers I talked to for this story and the economists I've spoken with about this trend say that there are several reasons for what we're seeing with retirements during the pandemic. So for some older workers, it was the fear of coronavirus. As we know, older people are more at risk from serious illness or death from COVID-19. And one of the workers I spoke with had pre-existing health conditions. And he said, look, I was just really afraid that if I caught coronavirus, I could die from it. And so he retired from his job, and that triggered a lot of financial issues for him and his family. But for him, when he weighed the potential health risks, it just made more sense to retire. Other older Americans I spoke with said the pandemic just kind of changed their priorities and their desires. I spoke to a woman who was a literacy coach for a school system in South Carolina, and she said she was just kind of tired, kind of burnt out over the pandemic. She didn't want to have to do her job during this upcoming school year, and so she kind of retired when she thought she might work for another 2 years or so. And then we also saw during the pandemic, you know, the stock market eventually performed really well, other assets performed really well. And so for some older Americans, that just put them in a better financial position and made them feel more comfortable with the idea of retiring.
Now, aside from voluntarily retiring, are there other factors keeping older people out of the workplace?
Well, you know, one thing that I also heard in reporting this story is this idea of age discrimination. So I talked to a man who early in the pandemic was laid off from his job because his employer was cost cutting. And he said he didn't want to stop working. He really wanted to continue working. And he submitted well over 100 applications, he said, to jobs in his field. And he couldn't land one. And he said one thing that he really sensed in his interviews and in his interactions with potential employers was that they just weren't really interested in hiring someone of his age. And researchers at the New School, which is a private university in New York, talk a lot about how age discrimination can sometimes play a factor, particularly in some of these industries that have a lot of job openings right now. For instance, the hospitality industry or the restaurant industry. Those are industries that in a lot of ways are physically demanding. And one researcher I talked to said employers in those industries may assume that older workers would not be good at that physically demanding work. And so they choose not to hire them.
And then the flip side of not returning to work is making sure you can live comfortably in retirement. How is that factoring into older workers' decisions?
Well, some more affluent older Americans really saw the value of their retirement portfolios and their investment portfolios do quite well during the pandemic. You may remember that at the beginning of the pandemic, we saw the stock market sharply decline, but then it went on to actually have a really good year in 2020. So that, of course, boosted retirement portfolios for people who have them. And I talked to one man for the story who he saw his portfolio do quite well during the pandemic. That wasn't the main driver of his decision to retire, but it certainly made him feel more comfortable doing so.
Now, one recent retiree is Minnesota resident Kevin O'Connor. He was CEO of a medical systems manufacturing company, and at age 58, he decided to exit the workforce, and he joins me now. Kevin, thanks very much for being here.
Thanks for having me today, JR.
So, Kevin, retiring at 58 is a little earlier than most people think about retiring. What made you decide to do that?
Well, 3 years ago, I had a kidney transplant and made a full recovery and have enjoyed great health. But then when the pandemic hit, I spent a lot of time working from home and have two young grandchildren that my wife was taking care of and kept hearing them having such a great time and spending a lot of really memorable time together, and realized I was going to miss out on that once I got back to the routine of traveling and doing the normal things. So really made the decision to, once I had an opportunity this summer, I decided to retire and spend more time with my wife and grandkids and do some fun things while we can.
Now, in your own particular situation, did you feel comfortable financially with making the decision to retire when you did?
I was comfortable financially. I had always thought that I may want to consider retiring at 60. And so being 58 now, and after going through, you know, a year and a half with the pandemic of really working from home in my home office, I just realized that the thought of getting up on a Monday morning and getting to the airport for a 7 a.m. flight and going through the grind was not appealing to me anymore. So I just decided that I'd had enough and decided it was time to step back and enjoy things.
Was there any sort of pushback against your decision to retire?
We actually were owned by a parent company that was a small cap public company that had a new CEO start 2 weeks before I retired. So they did ask if I would stay, and I appreciated the offer to stay and still continue to talk with her, and I'm doing some consulting. But really was at a point where I was ready to not go to work on Monday mornings.
So what would it take for you to consider returning to the workforce in any capacity?
I think if I were to return in any capacity, it would really be at a time when my grandkids are a little bit older and probably are, you know, in school and have their own activities. And really, if I found something that I was really passionate about, people that I really enjoyed working with, and probably more in a volunteer capacity than a, you know, an employment capacity. So I've spent a lot of time listening to podcasts since I retired, spending a lot of time walking and exercising and really trying to look for things that keep me engaged in retirement. And one of the things that I listened to where somebody said, retirement is not really retirement per se. It just means you create your own schedule. So you're not really working on somebody else's schedule, but you go find what you want to do and can contribute to. And do it on your schedule. So I really think that it will continue to evolve. And as opportunities to get involved or to help out come along, I think that I will participate with my wife and even to some extent with my grandkids as well.
All right. That's Minnesota resident Kevin O'Connor. Kevin, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much, JR. I appreciate your time today.
So Amara, this early retirement thing, we should note that this isn't happening to all seniors evenly across the board. The Retirement Equity Lab at the New School says a higher share of workers without a college degree retired before the traditional retirement age of 65 compared with those who had a college education. And so, Amara, what could the impact of that be?
Well, the researcher from the Retirement Equity Lab that I spoke with said, you know, one thing that this trend could mean is that those workers are now in a more financially vulnerable position. So what he said is we assume that workers with lower incomes, lower education, have less of a buffer for retirement. And so if they were forced to sort of retire early or retire in an unplanned way, they can now be facing more financial stresses from that happening.
Now, I want to talk about the impact this trend is having on the workforce. Is this putting employers in a tight spot, and how are they reacting?
Well, it is putting employers in a tight spot, and one way we've seen them respond is sort of raise wages to try and attract workers, to try and get and to try to be more competitive and have a competitive advantage in this fierce competition they're all engaging in for workers. At the same time, though, we've seen accelerating inflation. We've seen higher prices for many of the everyday items that Americans are buying, and so this is a question for the economy, whether we're going to be engaged in sort of this spiral where we see inflation rise, then we see wages rise. And because inflation is rising, you know, employers need to raise wages even more, and whether we get into this cycle. So that's an open question for the economy.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Amara Omokwe. Amara, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.
20 years ago, energy giant Enron was considered one of the most innovative companies in the world. But in late summer 2001, the company's top executive resigned out of the blue. That set my colleague Rebecca Smith and me on a reporting journey with an end we never imagined. I'm John M. Schweiler from The Wall Street Journal. On our new podcast, Bad Bets, we unravel big business dramas that have had a big impact on our world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.